in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Sorry for the delay in getting the show started, but hey, sometimes there are technical difficulties and reasons for things to happen. I never get in a rush in life, because then you're operating in beta, and beta doesn't allow you to think. And in today's world, we really have to think about what's going on. And that's one of the things that we do. That's why we look at the scriptures in a scientific way, so we can be stimulated to look for certain things to happen. And when we see those things happen, then we know the prophecy is in the process of being fulfilled. And so that gives credibility to the prophecies that come. And when we break it all down, it's the same theme that runs through the whole entire scriptures. We are not alone in this universe. And it's quite interesting. I'm sure everybody has seen Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. And I can only say that I'm glad that I helped inspire that show, along with a bunch of other things. But that's a subject that tends to be a little bit sore, but that's okay. We're going to talk a bit about that, because it all connects. And we're in a time where everybody has to comprehend where we are if they intend to survive the situation that's coming up, but not just survive, to flourish. To flourish, stand up, lift yourselves erect, look up. Your deliverance is getting near. And so as we can decipher what's going on in the world around us, in which we are forced to live right now, but that's the situation of the times in which we live. We're both kind of like blessed and cursed to be in this situation of galactic, not just galactic, cosmic consequence. Think about that. We're going to see amazing things, and we ain't seen nothing yet. But we can decipher what's going on. And I guess what kind of got me on this rant is prior to the show, I was just getting ready, and I was listening to the Y Files, which, if you don't know what the Y Files is, go check them out on YouTube. I think they're on Rumble too, where we are here, and it's quite entertaining. But their subject was Ancient Aliens, and it's like, yep, chapters 2, 3, 4, and 5 in Letters to Earth. The life forms which were here, which essentially genetically engineered the planet. Do you think that they know how genetics work? Do you think that they know how advanced sciences work? Hello, post 2045 development agenda. agenda. And so we've had this influx of, we'll call it supernatural, extraterrestrial intelligence, which has guided the hand of civilization pretty much pre and post flood. It starts really with, to go back to the Garden of Eden, but let's look when it the next dynamic changes. And we talked about this when we have the Watchers, which come to Earth. Their children are still with us today, and they are back. They are back, according to biblical prophecy, the Lucerne and the Mandela effect. Oh, but that's just a product of your imagination. You don't remember the things that, you know, what happens when it affects you literally, physically? That's a different story. But anyway, we are tied in to these ancient aliens where centuries ago, they gave us technology. The Bronze Age is a good example. Oh, wait a minute. You go back pre-flood, you go back 5,000 years ago when you had the sons of the true God on Earth taking all the women that they wanted as their wives and creating a super race, a hybrid race. But they also gave technology as well. And one of those things was metalworking. They were working every kind of metal. They were steelworking. They found an axe in China, looks like it was made yesterday almost, out of an alloy that they've never seen before, which dates back, oh, guess when? About 5,000 years ago, plus, according to their records. So, yeah, that technology existed. Where did it come from? The same beings that are giving technology to us today to create artificial intelligence. The only problem is they want all of God's people dead. And they want total submission for their cause, right down to us offering up our children to them, the same as they did with Baal, Molech worship, and Baal worship, and Ashtoreth worship. Ashtoreth is a duality goddess. She, you know, hello, what's going on in the world today? And this is all influence to what's controlling the planet today at the most high levels. I'm talking about multi-billion trillionaires, the movers, the big guns on the planet. They're names of people that you've never even heard of before. All the names that we hear, including the Rothschilds, are pieces on a chessboard of different rank. That's all they are. They're permitted to exist. But they've also been permitted to flourish and accumulate fantastic wealth because they worship these same satanic gods. Hello, Revelation 3:9. I'll bring those, and I've quoted this several times, but I will make those from the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews but are not. They're lying. I will bring them before you, and they will do obeisance at your feet, for I will show them how much I loved you. That's going to happen. And it's going to happen because we know that the synagogue of Satan still exists. But by the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, which Trump is hey, hold on to your hats for this one, because this is only going to get better as we're going to find out a lot more. There'll be more evidence of, especially when it comes to building the image of the wild beast. Don't worry about China. China's got their own issues. And so, you know, there's a couple of things I want to cover, but we're going to get back to this subject because it's what these people are doing today that we can see the power that they're wielding. And one of the things is, and a lot of people, you know, we've heard buy silver, buy silver, buy silver, buy silver and gold for the last 10, 15 years. And if you were using your noodle, you could move your 401k plans into silver and gold, and I would still do that if it was wrapped up in a 401k. I would seek that information out. But there's also a scripture that deals with that. But right now, it's a hedge because we're in a time of change on this planet. We are in getting ready for the storm. This is like the calm before the storm, which will eventually lead us to peace and security. Peace and security, as in the Board of Peace. But while one organization is coming to power, the other organization is fighting to exist. And evidence of this is directly in the silver market. A lot of people say, oh, geez, silver went up to 120, and then it dropped back down to, I think it's trading around 82. I didn't check it today. But a 40-point, almost a 50-point, if you look at the very high and the low, it's almost 50 points in silver. And pretty much the same thing happened with gold. But what does it take to drive that, to make that move? That's an incredible amount of money that they just scooped up on paper. Who's ever totally behind this, and it's thought JP Morgan, hello, but I'm sure it has to do with more than that. They had almost a $3 trillion coup in the silver market, in the COMEX. Think about that. Literally, in a couple of days, they amassed $3 trillion. That's market manipulation. How much money do you have to have? What kind of position do you have to drive both the gold and the silver? I think the gold went down $500. And it's interesting. We put value on it now because it's a security. And let's face it, there's not a whole lot of security on this planet right now. But it's really interesting when we look at the value of silver and gold, and it's going to go up. It's still a good investment, and if you're looking for a somewhat stable investment, there's a reason why they call it God's money. But the reason why it's also going up is because the dollar is devaluating. And so there's a lot of pieces in move that are in play right now. I'm actually looking for a scripture here. But I know it's, no wonder. Wrong book. That's why I can't find it. It's in Ezekiel. It's chapter 7 and verse 19, and it says, and this puts it all in perspective. It says, into the streets they will throw their very silver, and an abhorrent thing their own gold will become. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them in the day of Jehovah's fury. Their souls they will not satisfy, and their intestines they will not fill, for it has become a stumbling block, causing their error. You know that their intestines will not be full? It's a little hard to eat silver and gold. And so, you know, don't worry about the move of silver and gold. It's not going to sustain you. You know, so if you say, oh, well, I wish I had more money, or I wish I had some money to put into silver and gold, put it into food. At least it will sustain you. Hey, a bunch of dried beans and a bunch of dried rice, and make sure you got plenty of water, and that'll sustain you. It makes a complete protein. Generations have lived on it. So think about that. It's something to eat, something to put into your system to keep you alive. I don't care if you have 2 tons of gold sitting in front of you. Bon appetit. So here, advice from the scriptures again gives us guidance and direction, gives us comprehension and understanding, gives us wisdom and to know what things are coming up. Rascal, are you with me tonight here? I've got to pause my diatribe for a minute.
Yep, I'm here.
Rascal might be joining us sooner or later.
I'm here.
I guess I should have got him into the conversation sooner. There he
I'm
is.
Here. You can't hear me?
I can now.
Okay.
Hey, it's the infamous StreamYard delay. What can I say? And it would help if I had Starlink, but not yet. But anyway, can you imagine manipulating almost $3 trillion in three or 4 days?
Isn't that crazy?
Over the weekend? Yeah, that's beyond bizarre.
Here's something else that I just found out today. Apparently, some kind of legislation has been passed. And if you are somebody that sells or buys any of these precious metals, you now have to report that.
Over a certain amount, I believe. Hey, they outlawed personal ownership of gold once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's precedent for it.
I remember reading about that, Peter, many, many years ago. And I was just, I'm just waking up, if you will. It was February, March of 2002. And I said, there's no way in hell. There's no way they're not going to ever be able to do that. Yeah, right. Look what happened in COVID. So anybody who thinks that they won't be able to take your gold or take your silver or precious metals, any precious metal that you have, you better think twice, because I believe that this new legislation is I can't think of the right word. It's the root. It's a format to find out who has what.
Yeah. Several years ago, I'm going back at least 30 years ago when they turned around, and if you deposited more than $10,000 in your account, they had to inform the government. Where'd you get $10,000 from? None of your business.
It really is
legal, you know?
None of their business. But this is one of my major PC. You and I are close in age, and you go back when we were young, they would never even think about doing some of the things that they're doing. Wouldn't even enter into their thought process some of these things that are going on today. The invasion of privacy is just beyond me. It's totally beyond me.
It is, and you know, Rascala, the way I look at it is, we are so close to a complete system change, and I'm not talking about the quote near death experience of America. Hey, you got to get rid of the Democratic Republic, the Democratic Corporation, in order to replace it with the United States of the Republic of the United States of America. And it's the transition from one to another. I was like, okay, so they kicked the can down the road at least another, what, till the end of September? Which actually makes more sense when you think about it. Most stock market crashes happen in October, historically speaking, although 1929, which was the worst one. But the stock market's is up at almost 50,000. I remember when it hit $5,000, it was like a big thing. Now it's 10 times that. What?
I wish there was a way that we could get the majority of the people to understand how money has literally been stolen from them, literally been stolen from them. One of the analogies that I use quite frequently, when I was living at home, I was a teenager, I was probably 13, 14, maybe 15 years old. One of my chores was to cut the grass. And I remember this one particular time. So when I cut the grass, my dad would give me one silver dollar. And it was my favorite coin because it was the biggest of the coins. It was the heaviest of the coins. And, you know, for a kid, it was like a monster for a kid. So anyway, I cut the grass that one particular weekend. He came home. He said, I'm sorry, I didn't go to the bank and get silver dollars. I don't have any. Here is two paper dollars. Take these to the bank after you get out of school on Monday. We had a branch not very far, within walking distance of the house. Take them to the bank. Tell the lady that you want two silver dollars, and she'll give you two silver dollars. Those silver dollars today, just the melt value of those silver dollars is somewhere around 50 bucks. So if you can imagine whatever you're making now times 50, that's where we're supposed to be. If you're making $10 an hour, the reality of it all, it should be a value of $500 an hour.
Think about it. Yeah. And I've used this example many times. You go back to 1964, minimum wage was $1.25. Yeah. Basically, just over an ounce of gold. So where's gold trading at today? You know, last week you were making $120 an hour. Wow. Minimum wage, $120 an hour.
I really believe and I think you kind of lean to it anyway. I really believe that these markets are manipulated by these super uber wealthy people. And I think what they're going to do in the silver market right now. So it went from melt value. We're just talking about melt value. It went from about, I think it was about $33 not too long ago, maybe 8 months ago, eight or so months ago. Went from that all the way up to 120 bucks. And then in a matter of days, it dropped from 120 down to, I think, 90, right? Is that where we're at now?
I heard 82. I didn't check it, but we were in the 80s.
Down to 80. Wow.
Yeah.
So what I can see in my mind, and they do this with real estate as well. What I can see in my mind is they drive the price down, down, down. And the people who have bought it for investment purposes start to freak out. Oh my God. Oh, I'm going to lose all this. I got to get out now while I can. And they get out and then the price continues to drop. And then they buy it back for 15, 20, 25 cents on a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a totally rigged system, and that's why this system has to end. It's why this has to come to a complete and utter end, because it's being run by Satanists. Mm. You know, the one good thing that I can say is at least more and more people, and I'm talking, you know, the more heavy-hitting podcasters, are talking about that this system is being run by Satanists, those from the synagogue of Satan. Who do they claim to be? And so, you know, I listened to Catherine Austin Fitz today, which was quite interesting. I've heard snippets, but this woman, you know, she's very knowledgeable, and she's gone over a lot of different situations. Where did the money go? $21 trillion disappeared. Where do you lose $21 trillion at? How do you lose $21 trillion? No, it disappeared. Yeah, why don't you just put more numbers in the computer?
Peter, one of the things that I think with people, they hear millions and trillions and billions, and I really don't know if they understand just how large of a number. A trillion, if I were able to give you $1 a second, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, it would take me 32,000 years to give you $1 trillion. That's how big these numbers are.
And I made a slight error. It was 23 trillion, and they used the money to build underground cities. Hello, 15-minute cities. You know, ching, ching, connected by maglev trains. You know, where'd the money go? It's all underneath us. And we pretty much have heard years of that and heard lots of stories about, you know, from reliable sources, which is quite interesting because, boy, I'm going to come back to that. Underground cities, because there's another prophecy. Another prophecy in Revelation. We'll cover that a little bit later, but it's chapter 6, verse 12 through 17. Hello. And we're not at that point yet, but we're going to be at that point. That's why we'll talk about it a little bit later. But here we are. Where'd the money come from? Hardworking people across the United States, Canada, Mexico, South America, Europe, China, they're forced to, but anyway, you know, pretty much anybody who's got an economy has had their money, their people's money stolen. Or worse, you know, a lot of these revolutions in Africa over mineral rights and oil. It's like, okay, you got a bunch of the reason they shut why silver is going up as much as it is because they shut down the silver mines because the cartels are basically highwaymen. In order to move the ore to ship it out for refinery, they got to go through cartel territory, and the cartels want their VIG. Well, the cartels are parasites that killed the host. And so that they can't produce silver for what it costs to keep the mine open. One of the reasons Trump wants to get rid of the cartels and why he wants to turn around and unite North and South America, make it all one trading block. And eventually what they want to do is they want to go from Patagonia to Europe the long way. but there's, I guess it's probably what would be considered part of China's Belt and Road Initiative or a race to outperform China since China's got their own issues. But that road's supposed to go from South America all the way up through Mexico, the United States, into Canada, into Alaska, and from the Aleutian Islands to Siberia, from Siberia across Russia with different branches as it goes along. And boy, wouldn't that open trade? All part of a one-world government. A one-world government based on a larger economy. So we're going to have a major reset. We're going to get to that time of peace and security. But right now, the governments are fighting these monsters that do horrific things, worshiping ancient aliens for greater wealth and more world control. For an act of worship, I will give you all of these nations. Go away, Satan, you bother me. Or it is written, it is Jehovah your God you must worship. You know, Jesus could have said, hey, dude, you know, kill me, get it over with, and I'll own them all forever, and you will come to an end. But he didn't. Jesus quoted scripture and said, the entity we know is Satan, right? That must have really upset him. And so, you know, we're looking here at, again, extraterrestrial involvement by now, who has the legal right to rule this rock, but not just planet Earth, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So every alien nation from grays to Nordic whites, and even if there's blue chicken people out there, every knee will bend, including the Galactic Empire, when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords shows up with 144,000 immortals. That fight's going to be very one-sided. How do you destroy or kill an immortal? You can't. And so we got to get to see this. We're essentially, Earth is essentially going to be the Alamo when all this comes together. But before this can happen, there are still things that have to go on, like the destruction of the synagogue of Satan, which is directly connected to the papacy, the Vatican. And it's interesting, just the different things that you pick up, I'll give credit where credit is due. I will listen to Juan O'Savin. He's got a different perspective on things, but I'm not quick to listen. He can talk your ears off worse than I can, but he doesn't say anything. You know, he doesn't say anything, doesn't give you the real information. All of a sudden, that little tidbit comes out. I have to give credit where credit is due. He's right in some of his thinking. And he knows a lot more on the inside than I do. whatever his sources are, I don't have access to that information. And so I take their information, world events, take biblical information, mix, match, put it together, and oh, here's where the puzzle pieces fit, when they start to fit. Trump's Board of Peace. Since that's been announced, I have heard one complaint after another about these different organizations, non-governmental organizations like WHO, not going to be able to exist, the Green New Deal, bye-bye, right to the United Nations. Have you heard this, Riscala? That the United Nations may go bankrupt before the end of the year?
Yeah. I heard about
that. Wow. Tell me that isn't a fulfillment of Revelation chapter 10, verse 6. God's bowl of anger gets poured out upon the throne of the wild beast. The seed of that wild beast is the United Nations. Its kingdom becomes darkened.
I have such an issue with reading the Bible and then trying to relate it to what, like you just said, that the United Nations is the beast, the seat of the beast. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, the throne, if you go back, when you go back to Revelation 13, the throne is Satan's throne. For an act of worship, you can control the earth. For an act of worship. So the United Nations is basically all Satanists. Hello, UNICEF, we need money for the kids so we can transport them out of this country and into adrenochrome factories.
Yeah. How sad.
Yeah. Yeah. How sad. And they ritually sacrifice these children, and they do it in a way that prolongs death, and they try to separate the soul from the body so that that soul can be feasted on by these off-planet entities, Loosh. It's the most expensive drug in the universe, in the cosmos. It's the feeding on human souls. And the younger, the more pure. Think about it. And it's while the soul is your consciousness. Basically, they're feeding on your consciousness, the terror that you're facing until your life force separates from your body. I've experienced that, where all of a sudden I was no longer in my body. My consciousness was enveloped in, I guess, what would be ectoplasm. It was like smoke. And the last little wisp was coming out of my chest. Whoa. And I was being pulled into the great white light. And then everything stopped and I was put back in my body. I lived through the experience. But during that process, to have other entities torture you, to feed on that energy, the byproduct is adrenochrome. Think about that. That's what these people are doing. That's what they do. Was that, I think, 2012, 2013, I started going down this road on Facebook and started exposing this all. And within 24 hours, I got a message from somebody that said, he gave me their credentials, and he said, my uncle is a modern-day Knights Templar. And he said, if you continue to go down this path, they will come, they will find you, and they will kill you. And now it's become public knowledge. Think about it. They're losing. 12 years ago, I was threatened with my life. 14 years ago, whatever, I was threatened with my life. That hasn't happened before, but whatever. To think about that, you go down this path, they're going to come and kill you. Just so you know. I was like, there's so many other rat holes to go down. I guess I should leave this one alone, considering they came once before. Not the same group, but a different group. That's another story. But anyway, regardless, piss them off once. Okay. And those are the rulers of this planet. This is what they do. This is the satanic priest class. The highest ones, I understand, that this is information that came from 107, so if you're going to point the finger, go point the finger. Riscala, did you get the downloads that I had sent you?
Yep, I got them.
Good. Can you go ahead and post both.
Okay, which one, any particular order, or just post them?
No, whatever's easy, just post them. One's the actual painting, the other one's a tattoo.
Okay, I think that's one of them, right? Or maybe
not. No. That's one from a couple of weeks ago.
This one.
That's the tattoo. That's the tattoo. But go ahead and put up the post, the other post, the picture.
I'm looking for it. I don't know what happened. I had it. Where'd you go? Oh, here it is. This one. Maybe this one.
So let's put it up and see what we have.
That one.
That one, that one. It's the Screaming Pope tattoo. The Screaming Pope. And there's a faction at the highest levels, and we're people whose names we don't know, who are part of the synagogue of Satan, have that tattoo on them, on their arms, on their things the inside of their upper arm. And it, the screaming Pope, it was actually painted by Francis Bacon, the artist, who is a descendant of Sir Francis Bacon, who was also a homosexual, and he had no use for religion. He was an atheist, but I don't have any use for religion either, because it's gotten to the point where it's become useless. It has nothing to do with our God, connection with our Creator, or spirituality as a whole. But you know, Christianity had, last time I counted, which was quite a while, I investigated, I didn't count them all, over 43,000 different sects of Christianity. Rascal, how do you carve a 43,000 different ways?
I only got part of that, Peter. Ask me again. How do I what?
Oh, my goodness.
Ask me again, Peter.
A turkey. 40. You're playing with me now. Seriously, how do you carve a turkey 4,400 different ways? Because that was the last number, was 43,000 some odd different sets of Christianity. How do you divide Jesus up that many ways? No, he said this. No, he said that.
That was one. That's what? Something that early on, that was something that I had a hard time with, to be called a Christian, because a lot of really nasty things have been done to people in the name of quote Christians, burned at the stake, fed to lions, just horrible things. And I had a bit, so I don't, I mean, if I had to make a choice, what are you? My first answer would be, I'm a follower of the Christ, or I'm a student of the Christ. At some point, yeah. I guess, because there's no other way to describe that other than a Christian, at some point, I guess you have to, you know, that's what you resolve down to. I just didn't like the label because there's so much that's been associated with it in the past.
Yeah, I've said basically I'm a Christian by default, but yeah. I'm actually, you know, I say by default because I believe a certain way, and certainly Yeshua is the Messiah, the Christ. There are two Jesus, just keep that in mind, but I'm talking Jesus, who had the legal lineage all the way back to fulfilled the Abrahamic covenant, and all the way back through Noah to Adam, through his son Seth. That lineage is all documented right in the scriptures. Twice, once through Joseph and the other through Mary. But he had that original perfect human DNA. Where are you going to find perfect human DNA on earth? You know? Shroud of Turin, maybe? That's a scary thought. You know, what would they do if they turn around and clone Jesus using the blood on the Shroud of Turin? Whoa, many will come on account of my name. That adds a whole new dimension. When we learn to clone?
Peter, there was a guy named... Oh, come on, mind. Bob Wyatt. There was a guy, I can't remember his name.
Yes.
Who allegedly found the Ark of the Covenant. And on the top of the Ark of the Covenant, there was blood, dried blood. This is the video I watched. I wish I could remember his name. Anyway, this is all in the video, so I don't know. I'm not able
to. Talking about
Ron Wyatt, I think is his name. Ron Wyatt.
Yeah.
Takes the blood to scientists, and the scientists go, "Where did you get this?" And he said, "It was, where I discovered it." And they said, "It's alive." They put it in a saline solution, and it came to life. So what you're saying, if somebody could clone, if somebody got a hold of that, they could clone that, and then you would have an identical copy. How it would be, to me, it was impossible to tell the two of them apart.
Yeah, pretty much.
How scary.
Yeah, and out of all of the artifacts that they have, and I've researched this ad nauseum, but out of all the artifacts that they have, the only ones that are documented in the Bible is what we would call the Shroud of Turin and the face cloth, and both of those seem to still exist today. They've done remarkable 3D imaging out of the Shroud of Turin. They beat the daylights out of Jesus.
Who did a really an excellent depiction of what happened to him was Gibson. What's his name?
Mel Gibson
did the Passion of the Christ. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I cried like a baby watching that. Even though watching, it's fake, but then in the back of your mind, this happened, though. Even though what you're watching is fake, it represents something that really happened. It was horrifying, Peter. Oh, my God, it was horrifying.
Yeah, I'm sure. And yet that's what that man, the son of man, the child of the creator, the great I am, as some Bible translation puts it, I am. Yeah, I am everything around you. I am the Alpha and the Omega. And before me nothing existed, and after me nothing will exist. Well, then the Alpha and the Omega can only be one thing, and that's antimatter. But yeah, there's a whole science lesson in the creation. Don't forget the Big Bang. Go to M theory. Look at M theory. It fits. It scales up. The same thing that happens, which creates universes. That same action actually creates life within the womb. It's all due to an electrical discharge. And according to M theory, we're about 15 billion years into a trillion year journey to get from event horizon to event horizon, to get from the Alpha to the Omega, a trillion years. So we could come back somewhere around 800 billion years from now and talk about this, maybe 900 billion years. See how far we are. Could you imagine that? You're talking about money? Whoa! This universe is, this dimension, the physical dimensions are, according to M theory, on a trillion year trip. And we're only 15 billion years into it. What is our potential? Minus the satanic influence. Take that satanic influence right off the earth. Destroy the synagogue of Satan. Take down Babylon the Great. Destroy this earth turn into. Think about that for a minute. What do you, is that an interesting concept, Ruscullo?
Very.
Yeah. What would it turn into? And that's the moment of time in which we're at. That's the moment of time in which we're at. So how do you destroy their system? How do you bring it down? Interesting. Interesting. $3 trillion that was spent for underground cities. And let's see. What does Revelation have to say about that? And I brought this up earlier. They're underground cities. And however many trillion dollars it cost, and what's the difference? It was done on the people's back without our knowledge or consent. So guess we're not invited to their underground party, are we? Interesting. We're told to stand, to lift our heads up and stand erect. Our deliverance is getting near. How do you do that if you're underground? But aren't they safe? Aren't they going to be safe? Well, let's start this off in Revelation 6, verse 12. And this is what John saw. He said, "And I saw when he opened the sixth seal, a great earthquake occurred, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the entire moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as when a fig tree shaken by a high wind casts its unripe figs. And the heavens departed as a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and every island were removed from their places, and the kings of the earth, and the top-ranking ones, and the military commanders, and the rich, and the strong ones, and every slave and every free person hid themselves in the caves and in the rock masses of the mountains." Hello, Cheyenne Mountain. Wonder who's there. "And they kept saying to the mountains and the rock masses, 'Fall over us and hide us from the face of the one seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand?'" Who's able to stand? Those people who are looking, have lifted themselves up, stood up, and are looking up, knowing that their deliverance is getting near. Yeah, we don't have to go hide. We don't have to cover us over. We have to remember one thing, and I've said this for a long time, and I'll be saying it for a long time to come. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, I'm going to start here. Because this is a good place to start. Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus' disciples say, tell us what's going to happen when you come, what are going to be the signs of your return? And, Jesus said, these are the things, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, one place after another. And he went on to talk about several different things, but in verse 20, days were cut short, no flesh would be saved, but on account of the chosen ones, those days will be cut short. So who are the chosen ones? So, some Bibles translate it as the elect. Who are the chosen ones? Better than everybody else? To get insight on who the chosen ones are, you find that out in Acts chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 21. And everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah shall be saved. Think about that. Everyone who calls on the name of God, the Father of Jesus, Yahuwah, Yeshua, shall be saved. That's why King James had God's name taken.
We just lost Peter. Don't know what happened. He's completely offline. Give me a minute and see if we can get him back on. We've been having a variety of issues tonight. YouTube was extremely late coming on. We got bumped off of Rumble, so we're not on Rumble tonight. Facebook tells me I'm no longer allowed to post on Facebook for some stupid thing. It's the silliest thing in the world. If I showed you, you would laugh. Anyway, I'm waiting for Peter to come up here. Hopefully he'll come back up. It looks like he's back.
Yep.
There we go.
I'm back.
There we go.
Yep. I knocked myself right off the air. I turned and I touched the screen. Oh no, don't touch the screen. Anyway, I don't know. Do you remember what the last thing I said was?
You're saying about God. You're saying about God.
Yeah. No, it's who the elect ones were, or who the chosen ones were, because it says that those days would be cut short, and on account of the chosen ones, you know, no flesh could be saved if it wasn't for the chosen ones. And then I said, well, who are the chosen ones? Are they the few elect? Well, the chosen ones we find out in Acts, second chapter, 21st verse. It says, "And everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah shall be saved." Think about that. Hey, that's all you got to remember. It helps if you're living your life correctly, you know, if you're a, quote, Christian by default, or you have that spiritual connection with our Creator and His Son. And it's not a religious experience. You know, there's that come to Jesus moment, but what does that mean? What do we actually pray the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who is in heaven, may your kingdom come. May your will be done. Pray for that every day. It's a political entity. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is coming with the armies of heaven. And so it takes us right back into this alien matrix, which is being propagated on us, thinking that, oh, we've got life forms from other planets that are visiting us, especially Hello 3-Eye Atlas, whatever the heck that is. It wasn't a comet, that's for sure. So we're living in critical times, hard to deal with. And trying to get an understanding, Riscullo, we're looking for truth. The truth.
And there's so much that is out there. You have to have a high degree of discernment, I guess is the best way to describe it. Because how do you know the truth? I know for me, a lot of things that ended up being true, it hit me in my core. It's like, yeah, I just knew. It sounds weird, I know, to some people, but I just knew what was being said was true. It rang true with me. And then it took a couple of years, it was true. Found out that it was true. So discernment, I think, is probably the greatest asset that we have to protect. One of our gifts that God has given us is that the ability to discern these different, you know, issues. Like I told you earlier, they said that, and I don't know if that's true or not. There's just people who debate it about Ron Wyatt, but there's other people who say absolutely this happened. So if that were true, and somebody got a hold of that blood and they cloned that blood, holy smokes, man!
Well, whether that's true or not, you have the Shroud of Turin. That thing soaked with blood.
Yeah, that's true.
And I can, I've been told that the Shroud of Turin does not have normal human DNA.
Correct.
If I recall correctly, it's AB negative. That's an interesting blood type.
I don't remember.
It's the most rare blood type on the planet. There's certain concentrations of that blood type. Most of it is around the Mediterranean, oddly enough. Because if Jesus had that blood type, most likely his mother would have, or his father. And so it would be genetically back to possibly the Essenes. Definitely that line of David and Abraham, which brings us back to Set, Adam, and our original creator, Yahuwah, and Jesus is the modern version of Yeshua. And so, you know, cosmically speaking, wakey wakey. that's where we are. And you know, discernment. Use discernment over all of these different, quote, species of alien. Riscola, what do you want to be following this year? You know,
I stay far away from that.
Yeah.
It's amazing people don't recognize it for what it is.
Yeah, but you see, just like you can get into any costume, so can they. And it's interesting, Maggie brought up on her show last Friday on the Positive podcast about the Vril, which is very interesting. You ever see, you know, famous people with a black eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, they let the Vril enter their eye, which it enters the body through the eye.
Yeah,
that's right. The all-seeing eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Vril Society came to power, you know, or they were an organized society in the late 1800s. And they got together with the Thule Society, and it was all based on live child sacrifice. So guess what? I guess you sacrifice a kid and one of these entities enter into your body, and now you're possessed by an alien life form. Yeah. Now you're possessed by an alien life form. Makes my
skin crawl. Yeah. Think about what they're doing.
Yeah. What is it? Beyonce says that when she's on stage, she gets taken over by another entity.
Yeah. She, in an interview, she said, "That's not me."
Yeah.
And she has a name for it, too. She has a name for whatever this thing is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, at the crossroads, you want to become a famous musician? Take a trip to the crossroads.
Sign the papers.
Sell your soul to the devil.
That's right. Sign the papers. Yeah. We make you famous. Sign the papers.
And then later on down the line, your papers, please.
Yeah.
You see? And so that's the kind of control that we wind up in this insane society that's controlled by satanic beings. And so that's why we need a worldwide kingdom change. And it's not going to be the one that Trump is trying to manipulate. That's the eighth king coming to power. Board of Peace. Peace and security. The nation shall declare peace and security. What if you have every nation that signs up to the Board of Peace, which is going to replace the United Nations, and they'll all be able to use
just another American-made
AI to keep track of everybody.
Just another. So you get rid of the United Nations. It's like when I hear about, Hillary Clinton, she was hung or executed or something back in 2019. Okay, let's just say that that's true for a minute. We have another one who looks just like her doing the same evil she was doing. So what value did that bring? What did you accomplish by, if it's true that they took her to Gitmo and they executed her, hung her, and she, I read this whole long story about her. But so my point being is, what value is there? If it's still happening, what value? And I get the stories about all the people wouldn't be able to handle it. It would, you know, drive him, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, it may come. It may not. What's the difference? They can't get him before a Congress. And now they said, okay, well, they'll be before a Congress on the, I think it's supposed to be the 28th, the last day of the month. I don't know who goes first. But I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth.
Look at the last time she was before Congress. She sat there with her chin in her hand. You know, I guess that's how you describe it, where how you can put your elbow up and then you hold your chin up with your arm and you have your chin, you know, you have your hand supporting your chin like a wise ass, you know, excuse the expression, but that's how I see it, like a smart ass. And what so that's what she did the whole time. the last time that she was in front of Congress when she was questioned about, the missiles, the Libya thing, where all that went down in Libya.
Yeah, it was the Benghazi thing. I knew that was going to happen. Yeah. I knew it was going to happen 2 weeks before it did because Obama wouldn't support Israel in a strike against Iran. And I was like, it's going to come. Wait and see. It's going to come. And it did. And go back on my Facebook post during that time period, and you'll see it posted there. But anyway, I'm not on Facebook anymore, so don't look for me there. I avoid social media at this juncture. So maybe there'll be a use for it further in the future. But if anything, I probably would hook up with Truth Social and maybe X. And that would be posts regarding like this show and what we're talking about now. And people want to learn. Hey, they can learn. Right now, not in the cards. So we may get there eventually. But we do have a fantastic future. We really do. But right now we have to protect ourselves from the insanity that's battling over this planet, because what they're doing in the long run doesn't matter. They're all going to have to submit to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the satanic system will be erased. It'll be chained and it'll be thrown into the pit of the abyss. It's going to show up once more before it's thrown into everlasting destruction. But basically, for the next 1,000 years, it's going to be interned. And, you know, there'll be miraculous things that happen. As far as technology-wise, I'm not sure exactly which way we'll go. But the original purpose was to have this in a paradise earth. Imagine waking up in the morning. It's like, let's see, what am I going to do today? I think I'll go pick some fruit first, and later on I'll pick some vegetables, and let's go check on the critters. Oh, there's the lion. Yeah, he's playing with that stupid lamb again, you know. It'll be an interesting time in which, you know, to experience. But just look at the system of evil that in which we live today, and know that that is going to be a temporary situation, and it's going to be done away with. I don't want to live forever. Okay, that's your choice. But as it says right in Genesis, the first chapter, the first verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Earth is only the beginning. For your seed will be like the stars of heaven, without number. That's an interesting concept, isn't it, Riscala?
You bet, man.
And so we're living in this transition time. Yeah, expect turmoil. Expect extreme turmoil. Be prepared for it. But the most important thing that we can do is use prayer. And I'm not talking about, you know, Hail Marys and go to the 40-yard line and hang a left. I'm talking about true meditative prayer to connect with that spiritual power that created us. And, you know, I think maybe we ought to do a show on prayer and the power of prayer. And the closer that we're related to our Creator, and that's by our choice, the more protection we actually find that we get. Protection from a lot of things on a lot of different levels. So, just a thought. We'll have to do a future video on that too, meditation, projection, and remote viewing and all good things like that, because we can see the future. It's what we picture in the future. And if you don't have accurate knowledge, how are you going to picture an accurate future? You know, we'll talk about creating our own futures while we're still in this system of evil. Because if we don't create our future, no one else will. Or somebody else will. And they're not going to create it the way that we want it. Next thing you know, you'll have children, you'll have a bunch of kids, and half of them will say, I was born in a boy's body, but I want to be a girl. And the other ones will say, I was born in a girl's body, I want to be a boy. Where'd you learn that from? School? All right, why don't you spend some time on the farm? And I bet you can figure it out kind of quickly. You know? I don't know what else to say about that. Get around livestock, you'll figure it out. They only come male and female. Animal behavior is an interesting subject to begin with, but yeah, hang around a barn. Just watch the chickens. You can tell which one's a rooster, which one's a hens. You know, life's amazing. And to be able to create what we want in life, wow. And even in this system of evil, it's possible. We just can't get bogged down in the quagmire of things. Yeah, listen for information, entertainment purposes only. Riscoll, you said it best. Oh, that's okay. Use discernment. And with that, hey, we got to go. I know we started late. We ended late. Life goes on. Love and blessings to everybody. And love and blessings to everybody who's joined us. And be sure to listen to the other shows. Hey, fantastic shows coming up tomorrow. The Positude Podcast with Maggie Hart. Mr. Scully, you've got your show on Saturday. I don't know if you got any special guests coming on or not, but there's certainly some interesting things going on, and I'm sure you'll be talking about them. And with that, again, love and blessings to all. Thank you for joining us. Hit the like button, share the information, have other folks join the channel. We want to make this grow. We want all of you to be part of it as we go through this time of interesting future. Good night, everybody.